Welcome to Compare to Who, the podcast to help you stop comparing and start living. I'm your host, Heather Creekmore. I hate to admit this, but I used to secretly obsess over my appearance. I thought it was part of my job as a woman to always look better, but never felt like I could be good enough. Maybe you can relate. God, in His grace, showed me a way out, and I want to give you all the tools you need to break free too. If you've ever spent too much time stressing over your looks, I get it. I hope you'll keep listening and find the same freedom I have. Here are three other things you should know about me. I'm a minivan driving mom of four. I'm author of the book Compared to Who and The Burden of Better. I'm a blogger at comparedtowho.me, and you just may have seen my epic bake fail on Netflix. If you've ever struggled with comparison or body image issues, Compared to Who is the show for you. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and hey, tell a friend about it. Hey friends, thanks for listening to Compared to Who, the podcast. This is Heather Creekmore, your host, and I'm glad you're listening today as we tackle 7 minutes of scripture. Yeah, that's right. This is going to be a speedy episode as I try to tackle part of Colossians 2 in 7 minutes or less. So Colossians 2 came up in my reading plan a few weeks ago, and I'm going to start reading for you from the NIV starting in verse 16. And the subheading on Colossians 2, this part of it, is freedom from human rules. And that caught my attention big time, y'all, because as I work with client after client who is coming out of a life of dieting and food rules and exercise rules and body rules, this whole concept of freedom from human rules really made me perk up. Huh, what does the Bible say about all of these rules we make for ourselves and feel like we must keep? So let's read it. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind. They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its rules? Verse 21 says, do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. These rules, which have to do with things that are all destined to perish with use, are based on merely human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. Oh, friends, goodness gracious, can you hear it in there? Can you hear Paul's warning to the church of Colossus thousands of years ago? That there will be people out there who appear to be wise and have all kinds of food rules and ways to, it says here in verse 23, and rules about harsh treatment of their body, but that these rules, the end of verse 23, lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. Does that make you think of binging on chocolate or what? I don't know. It did for me. Maybe it's just me. Friends, I think this passage is just an amazing reminder of what happens to us when we start to rely on the world's rules for how we should govern and take care of our bodies. Now, when we did the 30 days to pray for your body image in September, I did a day on talking about God being our divine dietitian. And I think this is kind of a mind-blowing concept to think about that, right? Because most of us have become experts in food and dieting. Most of us have looked up and read all the articles. We've bought the books. We know the different types of diets. We know maybe a lot about our body and what type of diet our body does best with. And we have all of these rules in our heads that we feel compelled to follow because that's what the experts told us. Whew, what would it look like to just stop and recognize the fact that there is no better or bigger expert on your body than God? And that all of these rules that we're trying to follow are human rules. Now, yes, there is some wisdom, right? God has made a lot of people very wise and has given us lots of resources for wisdom and truth. But I think what happens too often, and I think this is really what Paul's trying to say here, is not that we discard all of the wisdom imparted into other people and teachers of this world, but that we recognize that following these rules isn't going to save us. That following these rules is a path to nowhere when compared to following the cause of Christ. And what was happening here in this church is that people were getting kind of haughty about the ways they were following these different rules, doing these different celebrations in certain ways, eating certain things, not eating certain things. And I don't know about you, friends, but I feel like that's what happens in diet culture too. We get a little haughty about, well, I haven't had a carbohydrate in 17 years. And I never eat before noon because I do IF. I mean, there's all these different ways we can kind of become self-righteous in our dieting or in our exercise. I do CrossFit. I do Orange Theory and I never let my heart rate go out of this range. I mean, I could go on and on and on, right? And I'm giving you these examples because these are examples of things that I have thought and I have felt and areas in which I have taken pride. Colossians 2 is a tremendous reminder to us today that this is not what we are to take pride in, friends. Are following the rules, are following these human rules can be a distraction and a deterrence and actually a path to idolatry that keep us from the right relationship we need. Let's look at that verse 19 one more time. It says, they have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. Friends, don't lose connection with your head. Don't lose connection with Jesus to follow the world's wisdom and the world's food rules. And so many of us have so many struggles with rules. I mean, I have been on this healing journey for 10 years now. And these rules still creep up into my head. So if you're struggling with rules, give me a call. Let's do a coaching session, okay? Comparedtowho.me/coaching. And let's connect and let's start to break down these human rules that may be distracting you from following the cause of Christ. Okay, that was about 7 minutes. That's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the 7 minutes of scripture from Colossians 2. But I hope something today has helped you stop comparing and start living. Bye-bye. Oh, hey, before you go, it's November, the month when many of us think about giving and supporting our favorite causes. If this podcast or ministry has blessed you, Compared to Who could use your sponsorship for the year ahead. There are several ways to give. You can donate through Patreon, or you can use the Buy Me a Coffee program. Even a gift of $5 helps. Go to comparedtowho.me/podcast and scroll to the bottom for all the links you need to support the show. And hey, if giving money isn't your thing, no problem. Leave a review. Those 5-star reviews are as good as gold. Thanks so much for considering. I'm grateful for you. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.